This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Ladies and gentlemen, the remotely piloted aircraft is not the future of war. It is the here and now. Let's go to Afghanistan.
Fly and fry.
Make no mistake about it. This ain't PlayStation. We are killing people.
Light them up.
I am a pilot, and I'm not flying. I don't know what it is that I am doing, but it's not flying.
Okay, here's the deal. Andrew Niccol leaves the sci-fi world behind to examine the issues of drone strikes in his new film, Good Kill. Ethan Hawke plays an Air Force pilot who spends his days flying drones and targeting terrorists in the Middle East from a control center in Las Vegas. Frustrated with not actually piloting a plane and also starting to question the morality of the drone attacks, his crisis of conscience unfolds. While Good Kill tries to open a discussion over the gray moral arena of drone attacks, the message gets muddled between Hawke's character fighting PTSD-driven marriage problems and overly simple strawman arguments against the unseen CIA handing down orders. The film is well acted and certainly kept my interest, but Niccol tries to juggle too many ideas and arguments to really make a point, unless he's practically having the characters break the fourth wall and preach to the audience. Good Kill gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.